NTRP 4-04.2.5, Construction Project Management, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 10, Safety Plan. 1. Military engineers are required by military service instructions based on which publication to comply with safety and occupational health laws and regulations. DoD Instruction 6055.1. 2. Which plan properly addresses safety and occupational health requirements and ensures execution throughout the cycle of a project? Accident Prevention Plan. 3. Which definable item is the basis for an activity hazard analysis? Feature of work. 4. What defines the activity being performed and identifies the work sequences, specific anticipated hazards, site conditions, equipment, materials, as well as the control measures to be implemented to eliminate or reduce each hazard to an acceptable level of risk? Activity hazard analysis. 5. Which type of person is one who can identify existing and predictable hazards in the working environment or working conditions that are dangerous to personnel and who has authorization to take prompt corrective measures to eliminate them? Competent. 6. Which type of person is one who, by possession of a recognized degree, certificate, or professional standing, or extensive knowledge, training, and experience, has successfully demonstrated the ability to solve problems related to the subject matter, the work, or the project? Qualified. 7. A risk assessment code is assigned to each activity using a risk assessment matrix and which process? ORM, Oscar Romeo Mike. 8. The project supervisor and assigned crew leaders create which summary by consolidating a list of safety requirements by activity number from each CAS sheet and activity hazard analysis. Project Safety Inspection Plan. 9. Project supervisors and assigned crew leaders create which type of controls required to avoid or mitigate hazards identified during each activity hazard analysis. Administrative. 10. Specific safety plans are required for how many areas? 6. 11. Risk assessment from each activity hazard analysis and mandatory Occupational Safety and Health Act compliance programs may require additional plans. Refer to Engineer Manual 385-1-1 and or What Else as a guide. 29 CFR 1926. 12. Who is the primary person responsible for safety at the assigned project? Project Supervisor. 13. What do project supervisors and assigned crew leaders tailor the unit's emergency response plan to? Project Location. 14. Who does the project supervisor submit the emergency response plan to for approval via the unit safety officer? Project Manager. 15. Project supervisors and assigned crew leaders conduct daily safety lectures, which are coordinated with the schedule and focus on hazard awareness for the production tasks to be conducted that day. What is crucial to mishap prevention? Personnel awareness. 16. Which report is used to document that the required hazard control measures are in use and properly followed? Daily safety report. 17. Safety hazards and deficiencies not immediately corrected are noted on the daily safety report and tracked on which list? Rework items. 18. Who closely monitors corrective action of safety hazards and deficiencies, ensuring proper resource allocation? Project Manager. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.